He was just overcome with emotion. You can imagine what he's gone through for the past 10 or 11 months.
That's defense lawyer Joel Daniels describing Corisotti's reaction to the jury verdict. The defense team for the Gettysville physician admitted Corisotti hit Rice along Heim Road last July and threw her body a long distance. But the defense argued the doctor didn't know at the time he hit anybody and left the scene. All during the trial, the front of the doctor's car with its damage sat in the courtroom as prosecution evidence. Defense lawyers pushed back hard against the prosecution case, and Corisotti testified in his own defense. When the acquittals were read, Corisotti hugged his lawyers, with Daniels saying it was a daily slog for the doctor.
Every day, it's either on TV or in the news, his picture's there. It's been rough for him and his family. But you have to say to the guy, we have tremendous respect for you. You came through. You challenged the system. You took this case to trial. You weren't going to take a plea because you said that you didn't know you hit anybody. You didn't know you hit a person. You didn't feel you committed a crime. This was an accident. And the jury saw it his way.
Daniel says the defense will ask Judge Sheila DiTullio not to give jail time for the charge on which Corisotti was convicted, carrying a maximum sentence of 1 year. Mike Desmond, WBFO and AM 970 News.
I'm Chris Kaya. Alex Rice's parents and several of her family and friends, who sat through 16 days of testimony, held hands as the verdicts were read, and they appeared devastated after hearing not guilty to the five main charges against Dr. James Corisotti. Afterwards, Erie County District Attorney Frank Sedita told reporters, one could argue the legal system works.
One could take a different perspective and say, you know, how did this guy possibly get away with it? Particularly given the incredible amount of evidence, eyewitness testimony, medical testimony, scientific testimony, physical evidence, the actual car itself. So I guess it really depends on your point of view.
With his 24 years of experience, Sedita says he thought the DA's office had a strong case.
When I heard the jury acquit the defendant of leaving the scene, I was absolutely astonished. I don't know how we could possibly have proved that charge better.
The district attorney says the hit-and-run death of Rice was well investigated, rich with evidence, and tried by experienced prosecutors.
What I would say to the Alex Rice family is that I'm sorry. I wish the verdict would have been different, but I hope you understand, and I hope you believe that we tried the case as well as we could, as hard as we could.
In the end, Sedita says he believes the jury bought Dr. Corisotti's version of events the night of July 8th, hook, line, and sinker. But at the same time, he says he will not trash the deliberations or the verdict of an Erie County jury. Corisotti faces a maximum of 1 year in jail when he's sentenced in August for misdemeanor driving while intoxicated. Chris Kaya, WBFO and AM 970 News.